Sunday evening, when many delegates tried to leave the conference hotel, protesters blocked their buses. That led to an altercation between a small number of the protesters and Burlington police, who used pepper balls and sting ball pellets to control a crowd. On Monday, protests were much quieter. About a block up the hill from the Hilton, a few dozen Occupy New England members gathered in Battery Park to listen to speakers, musicians, and watch the Bread and Puppet Theater perform.
The anarchist sheet block!
Resident puppeteer Catherine Nook hopes that the governors and premiers understand there is unrest.
There's a lot of people in this country and in Canada that people are no longer happy. But now we're finding a way to say we're unhappy and we want change.
While representatives of protest groups say police overreacted on Sunday, Burlington's police chief praised his officers. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin agreed.
Obviously, I was as disappointed as any Vermonter that there were a few who didn't follow the usual tone that blesses the state, and I think Burlington Police Department did a great job of dealing with that.
Governor Shumlin added that the work done at the conference should align with what protesters want.
When I see the protests that are taking place, I think we're in harmony with much of their agenda. When I see protests suggesting that we need to move to renewables, that we need to ensure that we get off of oil, more energy efficiency, and the other issues that they're addressing, I just think you'll find that we're inside here doing the hard work to deliver on those wishes.
North Coast First Nation citizen Elise Vallon traveled from northern Quebec to Burlington. She is an activist who has been protesting Hydro-Quebec development on the Innu tribal lands, despite tribal council's acceptance of the projects. She was not allowed to ask leaders to stop buying Hydro-Quebec power.
Ça brise les rivières.
The project is destroying the land.
C'est sûr que les rivières.
So there is now mercury in those rivers. So it's the food chain and the ecosystem that's being destroyed. So the fish are full of mercury, and so the First Nations cannot fish, which is one of their primary sources of food up there. And they're cutting down the trees as well. So they're also destroying the ecosystem.
Not all criticism came from the protesters. John Williamson, Member of Parliament from New Brunswick Southwest, is displeased with the leaders' discussion of tar sands.
In our country, Canada, we don't refer to it as tar sands, we call it oil sands. And the reason is that it contributes mightily to our economy. Now, I recognize the push here today is to move to renewables, but here in the now, 6 out of 10 gas tanks in New England are filled from oil that comes from the St. John refinery in New Brunswick. Some of the leaders missed the obvious. They sidestepped some of the tough questions, beating up on a resource from a neighbor that is safe and reliable.
The 36th annual New England Governors and Eastern Canadian Premiers Conference concluded on Monday evening. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.